feeling a lot better right away. So it's an indication that it's probably just scar tissue moving. You know, I head down to Charlotte tomorrow to, you know, see Dr. Anderson and get his opinion. There's some things he can do that you can't see in the imaging with the MRI in terms of active movement. And then we'll determine, you know, how severe it is. But it feels good, so that's a good indication.
You left in the boot. You don't have a boot now.
Right, obviously. Right.
When did you kind of ditch that? And
yesterday when I saw Dr. Warner, you know, he's been in constant communication with Dr. Anderson, and you know, it was based on how I felt. You know, you put it in the boot right away. Just, you know, take all precautions just to make sure. Hey, you don't want to make it worse than what it really is.
Did anyone warn you that this might happen?
You know, that was really right before I came back. They said it's possible. You know, you change your footwear. You know, you put a steel plate in the bottom of the shoe. You tape it differently. All these things to prevent it. You know, the turf is a little rougher than grass. We practice on grass right now. But, you know, it happened to be when I was stepping on, you know, someone's foot. So now I'm toe-y as opposed to being on the balls of my feet, which, you know, puts my big toe at, you know, a disadvantage.
So when you say, you know, that, you know, it's feeling a little better and this and that, I mean, what do you think your time frame is? You know, do you have any idea? Are we talking days, weeks?
Well, it feels a whole lot better right away. And when I say a whole lot, that's a good, not a little bit, based on the way it felt Sunday. Sunday to Tuesday was huge. You know, if Dr. Anderson was accessible, you know, earlier in the week he had cases. He's out of town. Friday is the earliest day we can do that. So now I have to kind of wait and see. Whereas we probably would have did it Tuesday. But based on how I feel, you know, I want to make sure everything's good, and then, you know, we'll determine, you know, when is a good time to come back.
Okay, but it wouldn't be this week, obviously.
I'm not sure. You know, I feel like I could, you know, go out there and take care of business. You know, I'm active in the meetings. I know the game plan. I'm still studying and preparing as if I'm playing Sunday.
Are you able to jog or do anything physical, though? I mean,
I feel like I can.
Have you tested that, though? I know you feel you can, but
I feel like I can. I've been recommended not to until we talk to Dr. Anderson. So it's all kind of pending on his professional opinion.
You had the day last week where you didn't practice.
Mm-hmm.
Was that sort of like the precursor to it, or do you guys think this was completely separate?
Completely separate, just because, you know, when you do it, you know, I thought I was just pushing against somebody and it just went on me. And then you go back and watch the tape and you're just like, I stepped on somebody. So that's in the wrong place, wrong time. It can happen. But that would aggravate it more than anything else. So that hardly ever happens, but it did.
From the pictures they've taken, any indication that anything's changed in there from when you did come back?
The problem is the images that we took on Monday is being compared to the images from June 12th, which is an injured sesamoid, so it's hard to determine what's scar tissue and what's not. The good thing is the images from Monday show scar tissue, which means there's healing. So how do you really compare? So you have to really, you know, do a physical test on it.